Cyndi Lauper out of 1984, Dick Liam and Jennifer Roberts, and this morning, Paul the Mighty Richardson joins us here.
I'm going to start calling him my McMuffin.
That's right. He brought us all McMuffin.
That's all I am to you, a sandwich. A free sandwich.
Yes.
That's all I am.
The three-inch rule. I don't know that I'm aware of this. Explain.
Maybe you should save us for when McCoy is back.
Yeah.
No, we could all use a little three-inch rule in our life. Say you're working with some sort of electronic thing, or maybe like a... I would use it for something like a stapler. You've got some sort of thing that you're trying to use that's not working.
Uh-huh.
Hold it above your desk, above the floor, above a solid surface, about 3 inches.
Yes.
I see
and
where
drop
this
it.
Is going.
And you drop it?
And it usually fixes it.
Really?
It's some sort of strange three-inch rule phenomenon.
Had you ever heard of this, Paul?
I have not.
I have not either.
I saw it on Facebook recently, and really? I thought, okay, Now, I wouldn't recommend it with, you know, really expensive, like his iPad sitting over there, that
right.
sort of thing.
I wouldn't drop that 3 inches, no.
You know, or things that can really become of a mess, but something as simple as, you know, like things that aren't working and you start smacking it and you try to get it to work. Yeah. No.
Do you think the two of us together can lift him up 3 inches?
Oh, look, he's working again.
Anybody heard about this? And have you ever used it and does it work? 499-9290.
The best variety of yesterday and today.
92.9.
It's the Eagles on 92.9 The Wave, the best variety of yesterday and today, the morning wave, discussing the three-inch rule that says...
Yeah, I've never heard of the three-inch rule, but I wonder if it works on children.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't let social services know about that.
Well, mine are 16 and 20, so it wouldn't hurt them.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
That might not be so bad then. Partly cloudy today. It's going to be 37 degrees this afternoon, though, and this evening. That's when some snow could move in with a low of 30 overnight. Tomorrow, some more snow is possible. Craig says about a dusting to an inch, maybe a little more depending on where you are. High tomorrow of 38. It's 29 now, Oceana, 25 in Kickatan.
Nine The Wave, airwave traffic. Here is Kimmy Stevens.
I'm Kimmy Stevens with airwave traffic. 92.
It's amazing how great your
home. What's your favorite radio station?
Oh, my God. 92.9 The Wave. Plays the best variety of yesterday and today.
You just won $1,000.
Hallelujah. This is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I can't thank you enough.
I was born in a small town.
Oh my, Mr. Mellencamp here on 92.9 The Wave. Morning Wave, we got Paul Richardson in here for this morning to help us along. Jennifer Roberts, Dick Lamb, Morning Wave. So you're going to be working all day long, huh?
Yep.
Look at you laugh. That's not funny.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about it.
All those poor people that are still here after 9:30.
I don't get it.
Really? The office stays. How late is the office open? Really?
We ought to be thinking about your vacation a little bit here. You know,
sure. That's a great thing to think
about. How about this? If you could take a whole year off, and you know, money was no big problem.
You're still getting paid.
Yeah. So okay. You could take a whole year off. Mm. What would you do?
We actually talked about this over the weekend, eating sushi with the kids. We brought up, wouldn't it be fun to do, get them out of school, we take off work, we travel around the world and eat. Like eat the real foods from all the real countries.
You'd be like,
you know?
You'd be like Anthony Bourdain.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, what kind of education would that be for them? We'd be fat and happy. I think that would be fantastic.
What would you do?
Similar, only I think I would stick to the U.S.
Oh, really?
Really? Like, yeah. I would like to either drive my Miata or ride my motorcycle
all across the country.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, not on a motorcycle.
Take the ultimate American road trip.
That would be cool.
I would love to do that.
You would probably say the same thing.
I might take a day trip to Portsmouth or something like that, but I'm not going to be traveling a lot.
Well, you've been everywhere already. It's not even fair to... What would you do if you had a year off? Same thing you do now. You'd sit in your office for an hour, pack it up, and go home.
Your goal is to become an inanimate object at some point in your life.
Have we struck a note with you? What would you do if you had a year off? And where would you go? What would you do?